Welcome to the Mary Shea Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
Hi, it's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And also, we exist as a podcast to help you thrive in your marriage. Also, to help you maybe just have some tips and maybe some challenges you're going through, how to solve problems. Karen and I have a new book that's called I Will. It's a 365-day devotional for couples. It's a short devotional every single day that you can sit down with your spouse, breakfast table, dinner table, in bed together. You can read it together. It just takes 2 or 3 minutes, but it's something that can really help to bring you together, help to start conversations, solve problems. Encourage you to get it. You can get it at exomarriage.com. You also get it on amazon.com. It's also great to give as a gift. At the very beginning of the book, it has a presentation page where you can say, given by and given to and what occasion, for a wedding, for an anniversary, for whatever it might be. But it's called I Will. It's by Jimmy and Karen Evans. It's a 365-day daily devotional. And today's program is called I Will, as a husband, sacrificially love and serve my wife. And so this is, again, that's part of the devotional, but when the Bible tells men to love their wives, it says, love your wives as Christ loved the church. He gave himself for her. So sacrifice is the foundation of a man's love for his wife. If you're not willing to sacrifice, women, that's not love to a woman. Okay. And so in a woman's emotions and her makeup, security is your number one need. Mm-hmm. Respect is a man's number one need, but security is a woman's number one need. Well, if a man is not willing to sacrifice, the other way to say, the opposite of sacrifice is selfishness. If a man is selfish and is not willing to sacrifice, his wife is going to feel insecure. But if you're willing to sacrifice, that means you're going to feel secure. So to me, when I hear the words, you lay your life down for her, there's two ways of saying something. The mantra of selfishness is this: as long as I'm okay, we're okay. The mantra of sacrifice is, I'm not okay until you're okay. The sacrificial husband says to his wife, I'm not okay till you're okay. And if I have to sacrifice to make sure you're okay, saying no to somebody else, saying no to sports, saying no to sleep, saying no to whatever it is, I will sacrifice to make sure that your needs are met. That's when a wife feels secure. And so the book I Will that we just wrote, one of the affirmations every day, by the way, is an affirmation of something saying I will. But this is as a husband saying, I will as a husband sacrificially love and serve my wife. Is that something you think is important for women to hear?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, when I hear the word love, though, I always go back to 1 Corinthians 13, because that's the epitome of Christ's love for us, you know, of how a husband is the example of Christ loving the church is 1 Corinthians 13. And there's no perfect person. There's no perfect person who can love like that. I've never met a person who follows every one of those. I have never met them. And I think that's why God is God, and he has that kind of love. It's because he wants us to try and ask him for the grace to live out those loves, that love language of, you know, being patient, kind, forgiving, believing the best, never giving up, and don't take into account a wrong suffered. Don't be irritable. You know, those are all attributes of what anybody in a marriage would want from both of each other, whether it's the man or the woman. And so when you're talking about love, I see that as, you know, it's hard. I mean, we both have our imperfect flesh that we bring into a marriage. And, you know, like, for instance, what if there is a husband that's sacrificing for his wife every single day and she doesn't appreciate it and she barks at him or she's not respectful? You know, it's like, how does that man continue to do what he's doing except through Christ? That's the only way. No. Because we're both human. And same with, you know, how you said that the need for honor from a wife. It's like, I'm going to have days where I don't want to be honoring. I don't want to be, you know, and you're going to get your feelings hurt. But in the end, I want to do the right thing. I want to be like Christ is towards me. I want to be, loving and forgiving and forgetting the past and going forward with what God has for us. And so I think that, you know, when you're talking, you're asking me the perspective of what a man should be like, I just think you study Christ, study what Jesus was really like and what he did for people. You know, one of the prayers I have with the Lord right now all the time is yoking with him when I'm tired and learning his gentle, humble ways, because he was so gentle and humble. And in spite of how people treated him, when he sacrificed his life, he sacrificed it from being with people who rejected him, called him a demon, lied, crucified him, yet he continued to love and he continued to forgive. And I mean, that's the most perfect example. And so, but I want to say it again, there's no such thing as that person. That it would be impossible to be that person, because only Christ can be that person.
Yeah.
But he gives us the grace every day to be more like him.
Well, you know, so it's like you go to a job, you take a job and you say, okay, how much do you want me to work? I want you to work 50 hours a week. What do you want me to do? I want you to dig ditches. I want you to show up in the morning. I want you to dig ditches 50 hours a week. Great. So if I take that job, I'm expecting to have to work.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to have to go to work and dig ditches all the time. Well, so then I go home and my expectation at home is I want to rest. I mean, I've been digging ditches all day long. I want to come home and rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the problem. When your home doesn't exist to support your work exists to support your home. Mm-hmm. Home comes first.
True.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
A lot of times, I would come home after working and golfing and all this stuff, and my expectation was, I'm going to come home, you're going to cook, clean, take care of all my needs with a
and
good attitude.
And I did.
Well, the next part you interrupted with, I said with a good attitude, is you didn't have a good
attitude. I actually did have a good attitude.
No, well, we're going to get in the fight right here. But what I thought was, I'm Mr. Wonderful. I'm gonna go out here and spend myself at work and golf and come home and refuel at home. Well, we do refuel at home, but the point is, my first job is at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where I make money. It's not with my friends. It's at home. So when I came home, and, you know, when the Lord healed our marriage, I would come home, and I had a pastor of a very large church, and I would come home and I was tired. And you would let me rest for a couple hours. You let me sit down and, you know, have dinner with the family and, you know, watch the news or whatever. Then I spent time with you. I spent time with the kids. I put the kids to bed and pray with the kids. And you and I would sit down and we would talk and all that. So the point being is, I did refuel at home, but I also had to work at home. And a lot of times a man will come home and feel as though, hey, listen, I've been breadwinning for the family. I've been doing all this. I'm talked out. I just want to sit down and refuel. And that's what my dad did. My dad, when I grew up, my dad came home from work and sat in a chair. He sat in his chair quietly all night long and then went to bed. Woke up the next day, did it again. Woke up the next day, did it again. And on Sundays, he's sitting in front of the TV all day long. That's all I ever saw. And so my number one role is to take care of you. My number one. The number one ministry that Jesus Christ has given every man is to take care of his wife sacrificially. That's the number one role. Not making money, not going out and saving the world, not entertaining yourself, is taking care of your wife. So when you say to your wife, and this podcast is on, I will sacrificially love and serve my wife, that's a commitment that I'm saying I will sacrificially. What that means is, if I don't get mine, you'll get yours. Mm-hmm. I will sacrifice me getting mine for you getting yours. Mm-hmm. And it means this: I'm not okay until we're okay. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I ask you pretty regularly, Karen, is, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is there anything that, is there anything I'm not doing? Is there anything I need to do? Because if there is, I'll stop everything and do it. Mm-hmm. You're my number one priority. Mm-hmm. So when a wife knows that she's number one and a husband's willing to sacrifice, it meets her number one need, which is security. When a husband is selfish, when a husband is detached, when a husband knows his wife needs something, but he's put out by it, well, what do you need? You know, mm-hmm. she begins to feel insecure. So for every husband, I'm just telling you, we've been married 50 years. I've been a marriage counselor for over 40 years. I know this. This is something I know. And we're all wired the same way. If you want a happy wife, you have to let her know, I will sacrificially love you and serve you for the rest of our lives with a good attitude. You're the most important thing that God ever gave me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take care of you. And that is a win-win right there.
And you've done that, honey. You've done a good job.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this today. Hey, listen, we have the I Will devotional, 365-day daily devotional for couples, something you can do together at the breakfast table, dinner table, over a cup of coffee, laying in bed. It'll take 2 or 3 minutes to do one every day. And every one of them is just a daily affirmation. And it'll help you. It'll start conversations. It'll stop fights. It's something that will help to build a foundation in your relationship. You can also give it as a gift. The front page in the book is a presentation page where it says given by so-and-so to so-and-so on what event, wedding, anniversary, whatever it is. Phenomenal gift. And by the way, by April, we'll also have a leather gift edition of that, which is going to be fantastic. It's beautiful. I've already seen the first one. And so this, but the paperback is ready to go right now. XOMarriage.com and also Amazon.com. And we have counseling here at XO Marriage. It's called mediation. If you need help out for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, half a day, full day, 2 days, we can do it via phone, via Zoom, or in person. Go to XOMarriage.com, look at mediation. We have a form there you can fill out. We'll get in contact with you and get you with a trained counselor, someone that can help you. But if you're struggling, you need help individually or as a couple, we'd love to help you. XOMarriage.com. Thank you for joining us today for the Marriage Day podcast. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.